under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Monday, April 1st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. His phone number is 231-818-8349. The website, legendarysystems.net. Mention the show, get a discount for the services. He offers monthly services. You can sign up for maintenance, protection of your equipment. You can get a VPN, a virtual private network. That's what we do the show with every single day. Broadcasting to you from a third world country today. They don't know where I'm at. Also, tech support. If you have a computer that's acting up, he can remotely access it online. You can sit back with an adult beverage and watch him click away and take care of your problems on your computer remotely. You don't have to take it in. He can fix it remotely. He's got all kinds of services. You need to contact him. Text me the word GEEK, G-E-E-K, and I'll text you back, 231-818-8349. Kind of an interesting story coming out of Lansing on Friday. They are now saying that the biggest problem for women getting into the workforce is childcare. Governor Gretchen Whitmer pushing her four-year-olds to go into public schools under her pre-K four-year-old daycare, basically coming to public schools if Governor Gretchen Whitmer gets her way with the budget. According to Cheryl Bergman, chief executive officer for the Michigan Women's Commission, said child care accessibility is at the top of the list for women struggling to gain economic security. Women with children haven't completely returned to the workforce since the pandemic. They found that child care is expensive and hard to find because in part the pay is so low it dissuades potential applicants from getting into that field. So therefore, the state of Michigan, the government, needs to step in, take over something that the private sector had been doing up until the time of the China virus pandemic. coming on the podcast on Friday to discuss women in the Michigan workforce report, which was conducted by the Center for Data and Analytics, along with in cooperation with the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. The report honed in on the national numbers, not just those in Michigan, finding that the average labor workforce participation rates in 2023 regarding parents aging in ranging in age from 25 to 54. Labor participation with individuals without children was at 80%, 79.9%. For women, and 85.8% for men. But then when you factored in children under the age of 5, it dropped dramatically. Is this really an issue, a problem that the government needs to take care of? Short break. We'll continue. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Text message from John and Julie, who are listening online, either through the website yourdefendingfathers.com or the TuneIn app. They're from mid-Michigan area. Chuck or Randy, regarding price increases, don't forget to factor in the reduction in sizes, ounces per package weight. That, too, has affected the overall price increases as well. Yeah, Biden even talked about this at the State of the Union address. packaging going down, net weight, same size bag filled with air, you're actually getting less product for the same amount of money or an increase in price. You're actually paying more and getting less for the money. Thank you so much for your show. We're from Mid-Michigan. We listen every chance we get. How do you guys listen? The website or the TuneIn app? What's the best way that you guys listen, John and Julie, down in Mid-Michigan? Well, getting back to this story, it's kind of interesting. Because as people have children, workforce participation drops, especially among women. For men, it actually goes up. For women, it drops by nearly 7%, 10%, down to 72 from 80. For men, it goes from 85 up to 95. Approximately 1.38 million Michigan women, 44% between the ages of 16 and 64, worked full-time year-round in 2022. For men, it was higher. It was 1.85 million, almost 58%. But then came the pandemic. Now, when Bergman first started working for the Michigan Women's Commission near the end of 2019, she traveled throughout the state alongside Governor Gretchen Whitmer to talk about and to find out about workplace challenges facing female Michiganders. This led to proposals to close the pay gaps between the genders and also paid family leave. Well, that was top of mind at the time, but the Democrats with their majority really didn't push the issue. Bergman went on to say, with all the other economic issues we were dealing with, affordable, accessible child care still being at the top of the list, but that was before the pandemic hit and really shone a light on the challenges we were facing when it came to child care. Well, after the pandemic, 136,000 women left the workforce. Most of their energies went to caregiving. And now we're seeing that close to 4,000 women never came back into the work participation force. This has now become a national problem. It's not happening just here in Michigan, but around the country. So as a culture, we don't value childcare, caregiving as a whole. One of the biggest challenges is getting child care workers because you can't even make a living wage compared to other industries. Now, this is where they start to lose me. She says, you barely make a living wage as a K through 12 teacher. What? What planet have you fallen out of, lady? Public school teachers, K through 12, you barely make a living wage? You got to be kidding me. Union school teachers, every single one of them, make far more than a living wage. Number one, you factor in that they only work 9 months out of the year. Number two, factor in their health care, their retirement plans, all the things that they have, in addition to a pretty more than substantial living wage paycheck. Lady, you just lost total credibility with me. She goes on to say, these women's occupation, like teachers and child care workers, even nursing, see a huge gap in pay, artificially lowering wages for women in these occupations. Child care, I can agree with. But teachers, even nurses, no, I'm sorry. I disagree with it 100%. she even talks about conducting 16 different interviews, significant stories of financial hardship, individuals saying they were providing child care despite the pay, not because of it. They felt a mission to take care of children, and they're willing to do it while making less money than they could in other professions. She went on to speak with an at-home provider who said she was forced to close down her operations for a handful of months because of her homeowners association and local government officials were concerned about how her home-based child care facility would influence traffic in her subdivision. She additionally spoke with an at-home provider who had to put approximately $5,000 of charges on her credit card to install an emergency exit window because there was a modification in the child care code enforced by her local government. In June of 2022, during the pandemic, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed a package of legislation intended to eliminate red tape on child care businesses. This was post-pandemic, and she was trying to get more people involved in the child care business. She extended a 90-day window to comply with new health and safety regulations. They authorized at-home providers to serve a ratio of 1-7 compared to 1-6 ratio for adults per child. The law also removed regulations that would bar child care operations from taking place in multi-use buildings, providing more direction to the state's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs to be able to supervise such locations. First of all, stop right there. Back the bus way up. Did you just hear the red tape for private individuals that wanted to open up their homes to provide child care? They're going to dictate to them health and safety regulations, tell them how many kids they could have per adult, and then they were going to get involved into whether or not they could perhaps use multi-use buildings. Maybe you don't want to do it in your house. Maybe you want to go and look at a building where you could rent an office or a space and put child care in it. The government has to approve all of it. Well, she went on to say, piecemeal policy changes were getting us nowhere. She recommended that the state come in and deploy public-funded child care investments. And no better a location or place to do it would already be in our publicly funded public schools. Yes, they want to get their hands on the four-year-olds. Finally, looking at Great Start Readiness Programs. This was something that could be implemented very easily in the public schools compared to private daycare centers without us having to provide a child care subsidy. Sometimes people don't know if they even qualify for these programs, and we can take all that indecision away by putting it into the public schools. She said after the child care market proved that it was very competitive, many of them closing left a void for parents to be able to take care of their children while going to work. The governor's proposed plan will fix all of that. Parents struggling to pay tuition for daycare, now finding that they can actually get relief governor claiming in her State of the State address this would save $10,000 per year per child for families. Allow the opportunity for mothers to get back into the work participation market and get a good high-paying job. There's that phrase. Good, high-paying job. Finally, in closing, Sloan said, Oakland University, in studying this issue, came up with a study showing that certain parental income positions could increase to $40,000 a year annual increase in family incomes if they just had a place to take the child. We cannot continue to have children where parents cannot afford to take them to daycare. We must get them back into the workforce. For the upcoming fiscal year budget of 2025, Whitmer has proposed $160 million in new spending for the state's Great Start Readiness Program. The program would provide free pre-K education to eligible families. Through this recommended added funding, the Great Start Readiness Program spending would increase to $650 million. The income requirement would be at 300% below the federal poverty level in order to qualify. Well, that would be lifted. This isn't going to just be for low-income families. They're lifting that requirement completely. Moreover, the money would cover an estimated 6,800 additional young people that could be covered by this new program, putting them into pre-K classrooms, especially in underserved areas. As far as child care below pre-K, the governor's 2025 budget suggests that we make an investment of $38 million to increase the pay rates by 10% for providers in subsidized state-funded programs. $60 million to launch a pilot financial assistance program for child care workers to enroll their own youth into programs. And an additional $9 million for child care workers serving foster youths. This proposed budget is being supported by Senator Kristen McDonnell Rivett, Democrat from Bay City. We need to get behind these new budget numbers and make this investment in our child care providers and the mothers, the families that they have and come from, said McDonnell. End quote. My simple question, where are you getting the money from? Where are you getting the money from? It's easy to propose hundreds of millions of dollars to go into these programs. Where's the money coming from? They have to balance the budget. How are they going to do it? My prediction, base taxes. Family Hour Newsbreak, we'll be right back.